You know, beautiful friends, all the redemptions were just the man Moshe Aaron. Suddenly, by the redemption of Purim, it's Mordechai and Esther. And obviously, the deepest, deepest victory of the tree of knowledge is Esther. As everybody knows, that Esther was in the Shema of Chava. You know what the fixing is? Infinite good. Infinite adding. But you know, friends, everybody knows, because God hates the tree of knowledge, God told that it will be hard for you to have children. You know why? Because children need infinite love. Infinite. And it is if you measure everything, what's good and what's bad, I appear to be a good mother. So here, Esther, everybody knows that Purim is the first holiday which we added. And you know, we didn't add just one more day. Mordechai and Esther added an infinite dimension to the Torah. Infinite. Because even the Torah which is from heaven still talks about good and evil. This is good and this is bad. It's to fix the tree of knowledge on the level of measured. Infinite. And this is so deep. And would you know something so beautiful? We have all kinds of names for God. But God is good, God cures us, God helps us. Can you give a name to something infinite? So God's name is not mentioned in the Megillah. Because everybody knows, on Purim, we are drunk and heaven is drunk. And my beautiful friends, every holiday ends at sunset, but Purim is still the next morning. And it's for the whole year. You know something? When someone sends me an apple and one piece of cake, and I count the same piece of cake and the same apple a million times, forever times. What you know, friends, is there anything sweeter and more cleansing than to love each other? You know, to completely immerse yourself in the mikvah of forgiveness and the mikvah of receiving again the holy tablets from heaven on Purim, the immerse yourself and the mikvah of sending shlachonos, giving gifts to the poor. Oh, that mikvah, the deepest inside mikvah. And it's that mikvah is rather Hashem. Holy did the Chaima say that the master of the world also goes to the mikveh. And the mikveh of Hidden, can you imagine, Gemalt? The mikveh of my heart, the infinite love God gave me, God is giving me. And the master of the world goes to the mikveh in every Jewish heart. And we immerse ourselves in each other's heart. And you know, beautiful friend, when you go to the mikveh, you have to be underwater, covered, you can't see anything. And when they send you an apple and a piece of cake, not face to face, you know what I'm telling you? Please let me go to the mikveh of your heart. Oh, it's a deep friends. And everybody knows, every year Purim, new Torah is coming down from heaven. New infiniteness. Right now we need so much miracles from heaven. And you know something, my beautiful friends? The most infinite thing is, isn't every second infinite? Isn't every apple I ever received infinite? Isn't every kiss ever received infinite forever? You know, some people do something and it's for the moment.
That's what the Molech says. Whatever you do, it was just for the moment. And I know you 5 minutes after that, you'll forget it. But Purim, it's forever Purim. Your friends imagine if I send you once an apple and cake, but I'm going to do it now for the next infinite years. I tell you, I love you, and I say it forever. And you know, my beautiful friends, the Megillah. You know, when you hear the meaning of the Torah, you miss one word. It's okay, it's not okay, but you don't have to read the parsha again. The Megillah, if you miss one word, one letter, one sound, you have to hear it. When it comes to infinite, everything is infinite. Now what you know when I receive a business letter, they miss one word as long as they know what they want. I receive a love letter, I don't want to miss one word, one sound. And one more very important thing. When I read a business letter, I don't hear the voice of the person who sent it to me. Now the Megillah, you know why God's name is mentioned? Because I can hear God telling me the story. I can hear the voice of all the Hebrew who read the Megillah. I can hear the voices of all the children who were stamping their feet when they said the word Helen. When I read the Megillah, I can see the faces, the glowing eyes of the children who are carrying shlachonos from house to house. Oh, when I hear the Megillah. When I listen to the Megillah, I can hear the world, the whole world coming to your shrine. Because everybody knows Purim is because Haman said to the Yid, forget it, the 70 years are over, you never go back to Israel. But there was a mistake, because 70 years were not over yet. Because we thought the 70 years begin from the moment when our king Zedekiah was driven out from the Holy Land. But the 70 years were really from the destruction of the temple. And here I want to pray with you together. One day, the whole world.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.